This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Derek Piper, who's back from Arizona. How much sun did you get?
Not a ton, honestly. Didn't get a chance to sit by the pool or anything.
I saw you with your sunglasses on Channel 3.
I did do that for our pregame show of the GCU arena. That was fun.
I like that preview show. You guys did a good job on that.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
That was fun.
I did get to wear shorts and short sleeves every day.
Sweet.
So that was good.
Did you wear shorts to the games?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
I didn't know if that was acceptable out there.
I don't. It is.
You don't care, do you?
No.
Attaboy.
It's got to be acceptable.
Yeah, I mean, come
80
on.
80 degrees.
Right.
I asked Brett for the pregame show. I was like, do you want me to wear anything? He's like, let the people know where you are. And I was like, well, I'm going to do that.
Hey, man, what were the other media members wearing during the Arizona game and the Florida, or what? I'm sorry, Grand Canyon game?
Craig and I are both in shorts and T-shirts.
Nice.
Richie went with some pants. I don't agree with it.
Yeah, I agree.
The choice.
Yeah.
But
when in Rome.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you. All right. Illinois football gets it done against Michigan State. So Derek leaves the state, but so did Illinois football, and they won, winning that game 37-34 in a dramatic finish. Last seconds of the game, Brandon Peters to Daniel Barker, and it's the biggest comeback in Illinois history, and it gets them bowl eligible. This whole season has been crazy. Mikey Dudick, we're figuring this out, former Illini All-American. Your freshman year at Illinois, you went to a bowl. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
We went to a bowl game. We went to the Heart of Dallas Bowl in Dallas, Texas, obviously, and it was a lot of fun.
Now, your first year on the drive, Illinois is going to a bowl. So I'm going to call you All-American again, All-American analyst again, Mikey Dudick. What was it like to become bowl eligible? I know for you guys, or I found out, you guys did it on the last game, which in a way would be pretty cool as well. But for these guys to get that win at Michigan State, I mean, you've got all – in fact, I've got two questions. What was it like when you figured out, we're bowl eligible, this is incredible? I would assume then you immediately in your mind started going through what spots you're going to go to, et cetera. And then would that have been the number one joy for this Illini team, or would it be the fact that they came back in the biggest comeback in Illinois history to beat Michigan State? What would be more exciting for those guys?
You know, honestly, when they're playing – I believe that they're, you know, focused on the moment versus, you know, what the bowl game. You know, I know the first thought when that clock struck zero is, yes, we won, you know, and then it's, oh, yeah, and we're bowl eligible. So, I mean, it's definitely two good things to happen, you know, and I remember from my freshman year. So we were 4-6 going into the last two games of the year. And then we played Penn State and we beat them. And then we went and played Northwestern and beat them. And, you know, my first thought when we won was, yes, we won. You know, that's what it's about. That's why you work so hard, is to win the games. And then it was, okay, now we have another game for the seniors, you know, another month with this team. So, you know, it's a special feeling. And, you know, I know those guys are super pumped about it.
Mikey, what were your emotions like watching that game on Saturday? I know you joked that you resort to punching pillows when you're frustrated. I don't know what you do when you win a game like that, the largest comeback in Illinois history, as Lon mentioned. But just what did you take away from that, and just being able to pull that off? It was incredible.
Yeah, you know, actually, so this weekend I went up to Canada with my girlfriend. She lives in Toronto. And Saturday we went to her cottage, which is north of Toronto, a few hours, and I could not get the game. I would pull the stream up, but it wouldn't load. So, you know, on Saturday I was following it on my phone, just getting extremely mad, and we were around all her family members. So, you know, I was kind of glad I couldn't watch it in that moment. But then when I saw we were coming back, I FaceTimed my mom and dad, and they were watching the game, obviously. So they held their phone in front of the TV for the last 6 minutes of the game. And I really couldn't see anything. I couldn't make out who was who. I could just see almost like blurry people running around. So that's how I, you know, saw the end of the game. And then obviously, you know, I rewatched it when I got home on Saturday, because, you know, my parents record every game. So it was, you know, it was definitely my emotions were running high. You know, I was super excited when we won that. I honestly, with McCourt missing that extra point, I feel like that was almost a blessing in disguise. I know everyone was super upset about it, but ultimately, you know, that changed our play call going forward. You know, knowing how Coach Smith is, you know, I feel like we would have played conservative and just went for the field goal to send the game to overtime. And then, you know, you never would have known what could happen from there. So I think the blessing in disguise is then, you know, we were down four and needed to go for a score. So it was a, you know, it was a crazy game. Another game this season that I'll remember forever.
Mike, I think if you told anybody that Illinois had given up 28 points to Michigan State in the first half, they'd say, oh, well, Illinois loses that game. And
yep.
Me in particular, I question whether Brandon Peters could make enough plays against that Michigan State defense. Well, he threw for 370 yards with three scores and you know, came up in the clutch and fourth down and obviously there in the red zone late. When you went back and watched that game, what stood out to you about the way he played?
I just thought, you know, when he made a bad play, I thought, you know, he kept his composure. You know, he threw that red zone interception in the third or I believe fourth quarter. And, you know, most guys would just shut it down after that. You know, we were going in to tie the game. He makes a horrible throw and picked off. You know, we had all the momentum, then it swings. But, you know, he came right back out there and, you know, made throws. And that's not to discount the receivers at all. You know, they made some pretty incredible catches. I know Caleb Reams had a really good catch on the sidelines, and that Bebe had that fourth and 16 was, you know, unreal. So I thought, you know, Peters managed the game well, and when his number was called upon, you know, he put the throws in the right spot for those guys to make a play. And, you know, out of a quarterback, that's all you can ask for. You know, just put it in a spot where a guy can make a play. And, you know, I thought Brandon did that on Saturday.
I want to ask you about Bebe. You being a All-American wide receiver your freshman year, to see the year that he's having and the catches that he's making, and not only, you know, even the crossing pattern, I mean, most of us could probably catch that, but then to just shed that guy and take off and go to the house, and then, of course, the fourth down play where he gets his body into position to catch that, how much of that is just on him for making athletic plays, and what do you think about what he's been able to do this season? It's crazy how good he's been.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that dude is a beast. I don't know him personally, but I heard he's a great guy off the field, too. But just when he was transferring in, I'm sure you guys have, you know, seen some of his workout videos. They're unreal. His vertical is, you know, I've never seen anything like it before. And he's a tall guy. He's fast. He's strong. And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, how did he not play at USC?
Right.
But, you know, I'm glad he's at Illinois. I'm super happy for him. And I know Coach Stoker is coaching him up a bunch, and he's having a great year. You know, he should be on a Big Ten, you know, first team all Big Ten. I think he's leading the league in touchdown receptions, which is pretty incredible considering, you know, we run the ball a lot more than, you know, most of the teams in the Big Ten. But yeah, you know, I'm sure he'll get more. I think he only had four catches too,
right,
on Saturday, but he still finished with 170, 180 yards. So he's doing well. You know, I know he's motivated as all the other guys are. But you know, I'm super happy for him. I know he didn't play much at the last school he was at. So I know he's, you know, hungry for success and it's been showing this year.
At MDFlash_7. That is how you can find Mikey Dudek on Twitter. It does seem like you could just throw the ball up to Bebe every time and he'd catch it. I mean, it's one of those where I saw those stats like 4 for 137 and a couple touchdowns. I'm like, why don't we throw to him more? But aside, Mikey, I want you to take me into the huddle and on the field for the next two questions. When it gets to be 4th and 16 or 17, whatever it was, and that play, it seemed like everybody, including even the announcers, Millen and Kugler, knew what was going to happen. They were going to throw it to Emator Bebe. What is that like down on the field in the huddle? Is that one of those where Peters has actually other options, or was that play the entire time going to go to Josh?
If, you know, if I'm in the huddle and I've, you know, been following the game, you know, you almost have to guarantee that it's going to go to Josh. And, you know, when you're out on the field, cause you know, I've been in similar situations like that. It's the big thing you got to do is not let the moment get too big for you. you know, you just got to realize, okay, one play can change this game, you know, positive or negatively. And, you know, I'm sure that's what we're going through the, both Brandon and Josh's mind is, you know, we're playing one-on-one out here, just throw it up and I'm going to go make a play. You know, he was the hot hand. He made so many plays in that game. So, you know, there was so much confidence between the two of them that, you know, if Brandon puts it up in the right spot, you know, no one's going to be able to stop Josh going up there and getting that.
That's almost like when you're 10 years old and it's like one Mississippi, two Mississippi. You just fire it up, fourth down, let him go get it. Now take me into the scene of that very last play. They bring in the guys, they substitute, which so Michigan State could sub, and you kind of felt like that was going to be the last play of the game. It seemed like when you watched that play, and I've watched it 100 times, everybody did their job, including Dre Brown getting the linebacker off the end. You know, Barker ran the perfect route. It seemed like Reams ran a good route. I mean, what is that like? Is it, again, is that, you know, you go back to fall camp or spring or whatever that, when that is, and you sit there and you think to yourself, all right, we ran this play 100 times. I mean, do you think, I know you're not there, but do you think that was Rod Smith calling a certain call and those guys knowing exactly what to do and Brandon knowing exactly where they're at? Or do you think there was a little bit of a, what would I call that? Just kind of a, just kind of letting, you know, just go out and let's do something here. Obviously they call a play, but what is that like down on the field for that?
Oh, no. I mean, I think you hit it on the head. That was definitely a, you know, strategic call that, you know, they've been working on well before, you know, even fall camp started. You know, down when you get in the red zone, teams like to play a lot of man. And so they do a lot of those routes where guys will pull different defenders out of the way. I think if you watch Donnie Navarro, he did a great job of, you know, running that whip route, coming back in and pulling that defender with him in the slot, which opened up that window for, you know, Daniel to get open and then, you know, Brandon to hit him wide open, you know, and Dre, like you said, did a great job sealing the end. But that, you know, that's something they've ran 1,000 times, if not more. And I know, you know, each week when you go into each week, as an offense, you get a script of these are the plays we're going to run in these situations. So they almost dummy down the playbook to, you know, so you know on, you know, third and short, third and goal, these are the three different plays we can run. And then you practice those three different plays, you know, 100 times.
Gotcha.
So I know those guys were ready for that play. And you know, they all did their part. You know, I know Daniel caught the touchdown, but, you know, if the other 10 guys weren't doing their job, you know, he might not have been as open as he was.
Mikey, you played for Lovie Smith. You have a different insight, obviously, than guys like us, me and Lon, or fans out there. So you know how he is in that locker room. But this four-game winning streak, to be able to come back like that against Michigan State, what does this say about Lovie Smith to you? Or, you know, how do you see that coming to fruition in the buy-in that he has in that locker room and then being able to get them to win at a level that he hasn't before this?
You know, it's Coach Smith's, you know, greatest blessing and greatest curse, I guess you could call it. There might be a better word for that as a coach. You know, he just weathers the storm. You know, he's calm and cool at all times. You know, when things get out of hand, he's still super calm, super cool. You know, this is our goal. We're going to get there. And, you know, I think the guys, you know, bought into that. And it takes a while. You know, I'm not sure if you guys have read some of the press clippings that came out about Coach Smith this week, just talking about how, you know, it doesn't happen with a snap of a finger. You know, it takes a while to build a team, to get a team believing in each other, to believe in the coaches. And that's something, you know, he's been trying to do since day one. And it's starting to click for him, and you see him. He's getting happier now, which is good. You know, we're seeing a little emotion out of him, but,
yeah.
You know, he's not gonna detour away from what he is and what he stands for.
Obviously, to go on a four-game winning streak, you got to have a number of players step up. Ime Torbebe, of course. Dele Harding has 120 tackles now.
Great.
Jake Hansen, 7 forced fumbles, 3 fumble recoveries, tackles, you know, near 80. We got asked on the text line, who is the MVP of this team so far? I'm actually going to peg that one on you. Who would you pick if you had to make a vote?
Oh, man. that's tough. You know, I feel like there's a lot of guys you could say are the MVPs. But, you know, if we went on the defensive side of the ball, I would think you'd have to say Dale Harding, you know, just from an all-around player on and off the field, being a leader, you know, team captain, leading the Big Ten in tackles. That's something, you know, you want your captain to be. He's one of the hardest workers I've ever met. And you know, he sets the standard for those younger guys to live up to. So, I would have to, although there's a few choices. I mean, you know, Doug Kramer, Kendrick Green, those guys on the line who don't get a lot of love, they're playing really well, too. You know, obviously Josh Bebe's doing unreal. But if I had to choose mine right now, I would pick Dele.
Yeah, and even Jake Hansen, who's having an unbelievable year, would probably be like, yep, give it to Dele. You know, and even Dre Brown from an emotional, not just emotional, but Dre Brown has had some big runs. He basically, you know, did the yeoman work at Purdue. He had the big run against Wisconsin. I mean, he's been, I agree. I think it'd be tough right now to pick your, and how do you not give it to Bebe with what he's done? It's incredible. I love that. I love the idea, or I love the thought that we're having a hard time picking that that situation. Speaking of Dale Harding, this is a guy that kind of got his start and got his chance really as a starting linebacker as a senior. And, you know, he was someone that came in with some pretty high stars. And you thought maybe he was going to have a really good career at Illinois. And certainly he's done a lot of good things. Last year's special teams captain, but that's certainly somebody. And you said he's one of the hardest workers you've ever seen. That's somebody that kind of paid his dues, if you will, to get to the point where he's at right now.
Yeah, you know, 100%. There's not a guy, you know, I was around that worked as much as Dele. You know, I'd come in the mornings for workout and, you know, I thought I would get there pretty early, but I'd come in and he'd be sweating already. And I'm like, Jesus, like, does this dude ever stop or ever sleep or anything? but, you know, that's how he is. You know, he's going to outwork you and, you know, he's not going to quit. You know, you see it in college football all the time when, you know, players don't have that instant gratification of playing. They jump ship, you know, and it's crazy that the game has came to that today. But, you know, when guys put in their time, work hard, work behind the scenes, you could see how much it pays off, you know, looking at Dele and what he's been able to accomplish this year.
Final question for Mikey Dudek, former Illini All-American. Follow him on Twitter at MDFlash_7. He truly is the reason we're going to a bowl game because he decided to join us this year. Speaking of bowl games, we just went through kind of an idea of who we would like to play. My top three, Tennessee, then Florida State. Derek, you had who?
Threw Washington State in there too.
That's right.
Mike Leach would be fun to play
in that list. So, how about you? What bowl game are you kind of targeting? Mine's Music City. I love Nashville. What are you targeting, and who would you like to play in a bowl game?
Honestly, I just looked at the bowl list a couple minutes ago before I came in here. But the one that I saw, there was one in California, Santa Clara, California.
Yes.
Which I think would be super cool. But the one that, you know, I would have loved to play in would be the Pinstripe Bowl. I know it's, you know, super cold up in New York that time of year, but it would just be an amazing experience playing in Yankee Stadium. You know, all those great players that have gone through. I know it's a newer stadium, but all those, you know, great players that have played there, and just it being a baseball field is something that, you know, 95% of us have never played in. And then just the whole city of New York, you know, there's so many things to do throughout the week to really make the bowl game enjoyable. I'm not sure. Do you guys know the Big Ten matchup in that game? Is it ACC?
ACC, yep.
Okay. So whoever, you know, comes out of the ACC, I would like to play them. But, you know, at the same time, you mentioned Tennessee. It would be pretty cool to go beat up on an SEC school.
That would be cool.
In the Pinstripe Bowl, you had a choice between Florida State, Miami, Pitt, Louisville, or North Carolina. Who are you picking?
Ooh.
Miami. I can't stand Miami.
Yes. That's what Hans D wants, man. He wants Miami. I like that. And Tennessee to get maybe to be able to play them in the Gator Bowl or at the Music City would be pretty cool. But I like how you went that direction from a former player, kind of that standpoint of being able to play in a baseball field, which is certainly different. And being able to go to New York for a week or so and kind of, like you said, plenty to do. plenty to do in Manhattan and around New York. So certainly, you would not be at a loss for finding things to do for that football team, which would be awesome. All right, Mikey Dudick, let's keep this rolling, man. We've got a bye week next week, so we may give you a week off and then talk to you after Iowa on the road. Does that sound good?
Yeah, hopefully next time we talk, we're talking about another W.
That'd be incredible. Mikey Dudick, always appreciate it, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right, buddy. Good stuff. He's the key, right? This is why we're winning.
His freshman year on the drive.
Boom.
Going to the bowl, just like his freshman year at Illinois.
And I'll tell you what, he's been an All-American with his analyst.
That's right.
With the analysis, not analyst, with the analysis. I kind of asked the question really dumb. Freelance was what I was trying to think of when I asked about the final play of the game. So I know that probably people out there going, Lon, this isn't Sandlot football. They actually have a play.
Well, you knew that Michigan State was bringing pressure.
Right.
And when they showed the replay, it was a three-route play. There were only three options, and you were just trying to protect and just give enough time. And which of the three are you going to pick?
Correct.
The dude that can go up and get it essentially as anybody's he's shown recently.
Absolutely. And that's why I kind of wanted to get into Mikey's head to kind of take us through it. And he mentioned that they basically pick three plays, let's say, that, hey, we're going to run this if we get to a fourth down, or if we have a two-point conversion, or, you know, if it gets to where we have the last play of the game. I would assume that is, it's almost like basketball, where probably Brad Underwood has a play that they're going to run if it's a last-second shot, because you just don't have time in a minute of a timeout, although now in college basketball and college football, it's about a five-minute timeout with all the commercials. But you really don't have the time to just all of a sudden instill a play, install a play. So these guys, they obviously know this. Lily and Muhammad asked the question, Derek. I saw someone online jokingly ask if Daniel Barker could play the four for Brad Underwood. Funny, but seriously, do you know of anyone that ever played multiple sports at the U of I? Well, Jeff Finke played football and basketball. He played freshman year basketball for Lou Henson. You also had Kyle Hudson.
Yeah.
Kyle Hudson played baseball and football. In fact, I think he also did track. Kyle Hudson was incredible.
Wasn't C.J. Jackson at one time on both basketball and football?
Good call on that one. So to answer your question, Lily, yes, it's been done before. And I guess theoretically, Daniel Barker's a big dude.
6'4", 250. A little undersized as far as height, but.
Yeah, but he could move you around.
He can move. Play physical in the paint.
Oh, my.
Sure.
And listen, I know that's been done. And then you can look back at guys like Antonio Gates, the longtime, the Hall of Famer, you know, one of the all-time greats in the NFL. He played college basketball. So did Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, the tight end position.
Yeah.
That's where you want to look.
Those are the athletes.
Crossover
sure,
basketball
man.
Players.
So a lot of those guys played different sports in college and ended up going on
Julius
to other things.
Peppers.
Julius Peppers, that's right. He played basketball at North Carolina and football, so at a high level. But with regards to the U of I, that's a couple of them. Kyle Hudson and what else did we say?
I said C.J. Jackson.
Yeah, C.J. Yeah. And Jeff Finke back in the day. So it has been done before, but it's a great question for sure. All right, Rod Smith was on with Jeremy Warner this morning on the Jeremy Warner Show. When we come back, you'll hear a little bit of a snippet. It's about 7 minutes long. You'll hear from Rod Smith on that. We'll do that next. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lon Tay and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
I'm thankful for the gluten-free crust.
I'm thankful for Friday's fried chicken special.
I'm thankful for the wings and the pizza slices.
This Thanksgiving, there's a lot to be thankful for. Shane and his team at Rosati's are thankful for you, the loyal Rosati's Pizza customer. Rosati's wishes you and your family a happy Thanksgiving. Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory, Urbana.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. In 1865, my great-great-grandfather, Robert Blaine Coulter, came to Central Illinois with dreams of growing plants for a living. Five generations and 144 years later, I'm proud to say we're still growing plants for Central Illinois. We're still a business where you can come out to the store and see the same faces you've seen for decades, where you know the employees by name. If you had our landscape crew come out 20 years ago and build your patio or plant your trees, we're the place they're talking about when they say check with your local nursery. Country Arbors also has mulches, stone, and rock. You can find out more information about our history at countryarbors.com.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Illini fans, mark your calendars now for the Game Day Spirit Winter Stadium Sale. The date is Saturday, December 7th in the Great West Hall of Memorial Stadium. Save up to 90% off on Illini merchandise and fine brands like Nike, Columbia, Champion, and 47 brand. There's something for every Illini fan. Hats, tees, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets, jerseys, and more. You won't want to miss this one-day clearance event. Follow Game Day Spirit on Facebook for details and previews of special offers. Don't miss the sale Saturday, December 7th at Memorial Stadium. Go Illini!
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
I cannot tell you how much I love this time of the year. Tuesdays in particular. In some ways, they're better than game days Saturdays because of the angst, anxiety, arguments, and debates that stem from the reveal of the college football playoff rankings. And over the years, no team in all of college football has become more synonymous with conflict, more hated outside of its own fan base, so much so that it's often called the evil empire than Alabama. And tonight, when the rankings are released, it won't be the team at number one, which should be LSU, or the team at two, like the Ohio State, or Clemson, who should be three, that will get the most attention. It'll be Alabama, a team that just lost at home 3 days ago. Because they will likely be either four or five, despite having no big wins, but having the best loss. And the Bama haters will scream that the committee loves the Tide. There's a Tide bias, because the haters can see a way that just when they thought Bama would be out, they might still be in when it's all said and done. And that idea scares the you-know-what out of all of them. In 60 seconds, why this classic was classically important.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
At AutoZone, we're all about giving you more ways to get your car in shape for any season. With our AutoZone Rewards program, members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more five times, which means you'll have more to spend on safety upgrades, like replacement headlights. Replacing dim headlights can boost your visibility, so you can light up the road and drive with confidence, no matter the weather. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
The Monday Night Football game of the year, maybe the game of the year. It was played last night in San Francisco. We saw Russell Wilson put on his Superman MVP cape and carry the Seahawks to an incredible overtime win over the Niners. It was huge, not because of its incredible watchability or a high amount of drama, but because of what it means for the Seahawks. One, it pulled them to within a half game of the Niners in the division. Two, they're now 2.5 games safe in the wild card race. And three, because it was the start of a nasty 5-game stretch that was supposed to bring the Seahawks right back to earth. Next 4 games at Philly, home for the Vikings, at the Rams, at the Panthers. Every one of those 4 teams is battling Seattle for a playoff spot. But because of last night, Seattle now has room for error it did not have before. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
Music all over the house, and I love listening to talk radio. And if I want to listen to any of that, I just turn to Sonos. Andy from Premier Sound is with me. What's up, my man?
What's up, buddy? How are you doing today?
You have been talking to me about Sonos for so long. Explain a little bit how awesome this product is.
Absolutely, buddy. Sonos, the best way to describe it is the coolest streaming music service system on the planet. You could come into Premier Sound, you could buy a speaker. Literally, and the speaker is the size of a quart of oil. You could get one the size of a shoebox.
Awesome.
You could get one as large as a sound bar, and you literally control every one of those boxes. Or even if you have speakers in your house, you control all of those from your phone, your laptop, your iPad, your Android phone. Any smart device you have, you can literally, and I'm not exaggerating, buddy, you could stream unlimited radio stations, 110,000 radio stations from everywhere in the world, tens of thousands of podcasts, and every kind of music you could imagine under the sun all from your phone. You got to come check it out.
Premier Sound.
Come see me. Corner of Prospect and Bradley in Champaign.
We turn your feelings into flowers, coming. This year, let Ron Bailey and his team at the Blossom Basket Florist help you select the perfect floral arrangement for thoughtful gift giving and home decor. Call 217-367-ROSE.
The Blossom Basket Florist.
As a farmer, your bank account should adapt to your seasonal activities. FarmWise is a customized financial services suite of products for all farm sizes. Checking accounts earning 0.50 annual percentage yield, operating lines of credit, equipment loans, and mobile online services. Heck, you can transfer money to pay down a loan from the seat of your tractor or combine. Don't miss out on FarmWise, brought to you by Prospect Bank, the Opportunity Bank. Online at bankprospect.com, equal housing lender, member FDIC, certain restrictions apply.
This Mettler tip is brought to you by Matthew Gordon, Doctor of Physical Therapy with Mettler Center. I'm having pain in my hip. What should I do?
Did you know that you have 9 muscles just on the posterior side of your hip? If these muscles are not all being trained and strengthened, some muscles will become weak and other muscles will become overworked. Try performing sideline clamshells, squats, and hip thrusters to improve the strength of your hip and to even out the workload.
Do you have a question for a physical therapist? Go to MettlerCenter.com and click Ask an Expert.
At the award-winning Honda BMW, if you buy any new Honda, now until the end of the year, there'll be a brand new television and a brand new bicycle in your backseat as you drive home. That's Honda's way of saying thank you. Plus, you can receive 0% financing for 72 months. That doesn't happen very often. Visit Honda BMW and ask about their new TV and bike and 0% financing for 72 months for a limited time. Honda BMW off Neela Burwash in Savoy or drivechampagne.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday morning 7 to 9 here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Derek Piper.
What's up?
It's The Drive, Tay and Piper. We forgot to announce and talk about and mention that Adam Wainwright agreed to a one-year deal today with the St. Louis Cardinals. Did you know that?
I did not.
See, you've been traveling and sleeping.
Yeah.
And they did not. They did not give any details as to the contract, but I know last year Adam Wainwright played for $2 million, which think about that in today's day and age. Now, he ended up making $10 million. Because he had all of these caveats, incentives, and he reached every one of them, including innings pitched, etc. So no details were announced today, but Adam Wainwright did sign with the St. Louis Cardinals for another season, and it made it sound like, now here's what's going on. I think Trevor wants to weigh in here in a second. I had read something from Rick Hummel, who I truly appreciate because they call him the professor. He's a guy that's covered Cardinals baseball forever. His gut feel a month ago was that he didn't think Adam Wainwright was coming back, but then it almost seemed like when you read the articles leading up to today, it's like, hey, Wainwright's going to pitch for somebody. So is it going to be for the Cardinals? Well, obviously the Cardinals made that happen. I totally agree. He is the third longest Cardinal now. And I'm trying to think who the other two were. It's my fault. I think maybe Gibby. And there was one other guy that have played this many years with the Cardinals. I think he's number 3 on that list.
Wow. But
that doesn't make sense, though, right? Because Stan Musial wasn't longer
than
that. I don't remember what that said at the end. That's my fault. So maybe pitcher-wise. I'm sure they're talking pitcher, third longest streak of a pitcher. Because Yachty's just right with him, too. So
he beat out Andy Bennis, didn't he?
Boom.
Yeah, he did.
Andy Bennis. Remember, we had all three Bennises. Andy, Allen, and then Adam, I think, was in AAA or something, but yeah, didn't get called up. So interesting stuff there. Trevor, were you going to say something about this? I didn't know.
I was just going to say that I seem to recall a member of the show saying that he was convinced that Adam Wainwright was done.
I said that because Rick Hummel said it, and I thought the way he, not only Hummel said it, but the way that he hugged Yadi Molina that last game, well, not his last game because they ended up playing one more game at Busch Stadium, and he pitched one more game there. I thought maybe there was like some sign to that saying, yeah, he's gone.
But obviously,
I just wanted to say you were wrong. That's
okay.
It.
I appreciate that.
Thanks, Trev. 31 starts last year. I'd take that again.
Wow. Oh, that'd be huge. I mean, listen, there are worse fifth starters in baseball. Let's put it that way. If Adam Wainwright is your fifth starter, you could do worse.
Yeah.
Around the.
He was better than John Lester last year. How do you like that, Trevor?
Oh.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Salvo. All right, we got to get to Rod Smith. Rod Smith joined Jeremy Warner this morning on the Jeremy Warner Show. Rod Smith, of course, offensive coordinator for the Fighting Illini. His team has won four straight. Here's what he had to say.
I mean, Rod, take me into what a month ago was like for you guys in that office, in practice, with those guys.
Well, you just felt bad for the kids because you saw glimpses of it. You saw flashes of what we thought we could be throughout the course of practice. And at times it just didn't translate to the field for whatever reason, whether it be a lack of confidence, whether it be a lack of execution, or whatever it may be. Obviously, you got to give other teams credit. They're on scholarships, too, and they got tremendous coaches as well. But, you know, I just think when it came down to it, you know, our guys really truly understood who they were, what we were made of in terms of they knew we were close. We just wasn't finishing some games. And, you know, it just takes, some great senior leadership. I think it takes a great vision and leadership from your head football coach. And, at the same time, you mix all that stuff in, you keep working, keep your head down, and good things will happen. That's what we've been preaching to these guys.
Ron, you told us after the game that Lovey is a breath of fresh air in this business and how he handles, and treats the players. What do you mean by that?
I just mean he's just the way he, relates to guys. And I don't mean that in a slight to any other people that I've ever worked with, by no means. It's just, he's just different than what I've ever worked with. And, you know, it's kind of like, wow, it's, you know, there's other ways to skin a cat. You know what I mean? And so it is. It's like, it's kind of neat to see his style take hold. And, you know, it's just fun. It's, the kids are having fun. They're excited. They're into everything. And they're believing now. And I think they believed before, but now you have some real tangible evidence to really put in the holster in order to shoot their gun the next shot.
Well, Rod, Lovey doesn't share a lot about himself with us, but have you seen him smile more in the last couple weeks?
Oh, absolutely. I've seen Lovey smile a lot.
Yeah.
Lovey's been the one guy. He's been great for me, I'll be honest with you,
okay.
Because there's times after the losses, I take losses pretty hard. And, you know, he's come up to me many times, and he said, raise his arm around me. He said, Rod, the sun come up tomorrow, God willing. And if it does, we'll be fine, and we'll be ready to fight the next one. And he's taken that approach, whether we win or lose. And it's, to be honest with you, it's been a calming force with us. It's for all of us. So he's not just good for our players. He's good for our coaches as well. And, you know, I truly appreciate that, man.
Yeah, because, I mean, it feels like, Rod, this could snowball for a coaching staff too, right? Like, you think, oh, here we go again. But I give him a lot of credit. I mean, he's just been a steady influence. And after you win, it's just like, hey, we got another one. We got more to accomplish. It feels like that's been such a steadying force for you guys.
Well, I think our coaching staff is very good. I think our coaching staff is very resilient, strong. So I never did one time since that our coaching staff say, here we go again, or what's going on. You get the feeling of, at times, you know, we need to make a play. We need to press, keep pressing them. And Lovey was the one guy that said, guys, stay the course. It's coming. You know what I mean? And, you know, he's always been that way since I've been here. And to me, it's refreshing whenever you can lean on someone like that has that type of confidence in you. He's been good, like I said, not just for me, but for us, for our coach, staff, and our players.
When you watch film of that Michigan State game, Rod, what popped out to you that you didn't see in real time, maybe?
The first half, I just soon put that away. I mean, that was awful. That was miserable. We had so many plays that could have been made that we didn't make. Our execution was bad. So, you know, but that's probably your biggest teaching moments too. As much as you want to forget about them, those are your biggest teaching moments that you try to get your kids, to really grasp a hold of what we missed, what we could have did better. And then they see, hey, there's a lot more plays we made. We scored 30 some points, but we should have scored more if you had the opportunity to do, if we do our job. So, you know, probably that's the biggest thing. And then the second thing is just, like I said, the second half, the way our kids did come out and execute and did what they're supposed to do, it was fun to watch.
Some of those plays Brandon Peters made, Rod, I know you knew he had the talent, but how has he progressed? I mean, that throw to Barker, the ability to prolong some of those plays, to bounce back from that interception, how has he progressed even in the last month under you?
Well, I just think he's steadily gotten better each and every week. And I've said that, and I just think that he is. I see him in practice. He's been the best quarterback on our roster so far, and from day in, day out, evaluations. And that's why we stayed with him, because we knew it's just a matter of time before, you know, hopefully it clicked in the game and him start doing what we see in practice. And, you know, so that was good. But Brandon's demeanor, Brandon's, you know, his mental makeup as well. He's a very laid back, calm. Now don't get that confused. He's definitely a competitor now. He's got some fierce in him. You saw it at the end of the game whenever he got the penalty because I think he was a little too excited, I think. But,
yeah.
You know, it was good to see him show some emotion, I think, and kind of get it off his chest.
Joshy Matur Bebe, he's probably in a more impressive person, Rod, when I've been able to interact with him, than football player. But, boy, he's an impressive football player. What's he do for you as an offense?
He just gives us a presence out on the perimeter. Now, when teams do start loading the box up, which we've been getting all year long, it seems like, that he gives you a one-on-one battle at times. And he's very good at going up and getting 50-50 balls. And a 50-50 ball to him is not really 50-50. It's more in his favor throughout the course of the year. But there's times where, you know, we just know we rely on him. We need to make a catch. We need to make a play. We give Josh the call and let him go up and try to make a play. You know, we got some guys, obviously, with him and Reggie, some guys that's been proven to make plays. And you try to do your best to distribute the ball around, to keep those guys involved, to stay in the flow of the game. And probably if there's one thing I could do better, is probably get him more involved, to be honest with you. And we tried to a little bit more this last game. We missed him on a couple of deep balls. We had a couple of things dialed up to him that didn't quite go right. But, you know, we just got to keep facilitating him, I think, more and more into the game plan as far as where we're trying to put targets at. Like I said, we're excited because we got a couple more games left.
Yeah.
We're playing with a little bit of house money right now, which is good, and we'll keep doing it.
Rod, last one for you. I appreciate the time. You're heading out on the trail this weekend. The recruiting pitch seems to be a little easier to sell now. What's the message to recruits now?
Well, I'll be honest with you, it's the same message than what it's been. It hasn't changed. The same message that we gave Isaiah Williams and Shimon Cooper and all those guys, it's the same. It's the vision of where we want to take this thing. It's going to be, you know, we're, our job is to transform this program into one of the top Big Ten programs, and we're not going to steer from that. We're not going to steer away from that. We're going to keep on building that. Now we just have more tangible evidence to show that we're on our way. We're building this thing, and we know we're not there. We're not foolish enough to think that we've arrived. There's a lot of work to be done, but at the same time, there's going to be a lot of opportunities for guys to come in and play early just because of what we're building, or at least put yourself in a great situation and play for a tremendous football staff in a proud university like this is.
As always, Jeremy Warner, an excellent job. Talking to Rod Smith this morning on the Jeremy Warner Show. A lot of good stuff there. Talking about Bebe getting any more catches, kind of what they were thinking back in the, you know, when the season was kind of not going the right way. And then I liked the question about the recruiting there at the end, Derek. What I liked about what Rod Smith just said, and I don't know if you caught this or not, but he said, we are trying to transform this into one of the best programs in the Big Ten. And so here's my thought to this is that I'm glad he didn't come out and say, well, we're trying to be one of the best teams in the country. Because while I would love for Illinois to be Ohio State or to be an LSU, let's be reasonable here and figure out the next step. The next step is to be one of the better teams in the Big Ten and sustain that. So I like that he threw out kind of that thought to Illinois fans in the sense that what we're trying to do is get this to be one of the better teams in the Big Ten. And, Derek, if you're one of the better teams in the Big Ten every year, look at what Minnesota's doing this year. Look at what Wisconsin has done for so many years. You can be that next level, maybe below an Ohio State, and still have a really great football program.
Yeah, it just resonates probably a little bit better.
Agreed.
Saying one of the better teams in the Big Ten. And then, again, they kind of go hand in hand because if you're a Wisconsin.
True.
And you enter and say, well, we want to be the best team in the Big Ten West. And maybe win the Big Ten championship, well, then all of a sudden you are one of the best teams in the country. And, yeah, obviously Illinois just getting to bowl eligibility, don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves.
Right.
But bottom line, what a great time to go hit the recruiting trail.
Amen.
That's got to feel good for that staff. And
I mean, it's a perfect week. The players get a little rest. The coaches get a chance to go out and brag about winning four straight games. And then they can spend a week really focusing on Iowa. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it works.
I think that's awesome. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back to wrap up the show. I want to tell tell you about Busey. Stay connected to your finances while you're on the go this holiday season with mobile banking at Busey. Manage your accounts anytime, anywhere using your mobile device. It's convenient. It's time-saving. It's safe and secure. And that Busey mobile app, it's awesome. Find the nearest branch or ATM. You can deposit checks, view balances, transfer funds, pay your bills from your device. You can also use the Busey text, access account balances, or transfer funds right from your mobile phone. Busey's dedicated to make your banking hassle-free no matter where your holiday travel plans take you with their innovative and secure mobile solutions. Download the Busey mobile app today to access your accounts anytime, anywhere. Visit Busey.com or call 1-800-67-BUSEY for details. Hey, Cliff, I nailed it. It is The Drive.
It's that time again to award the My Office Plus and Longs Garage Player of the Week. The Week 11 My Office Plus and Longs Garage Player of the Week is Hunter Anderson of the Paxton Buckley Lota Panthers. Hunter Anderson was involved in all the action in PBL's 27-7 second round win over the Farmington Farmers. Anderson scored two touchdowns in the contest, with one of them being on a blocked punt attempt in the second half of the elimination game. Anderson this season has rushed for more than 1,200 yards this season. He has helped PBL average 35.1 points per game this season. The Paxton Buckley Lota Panthers traveled to Princeton, Illinois to take on the number one seed in the northern half of the 3A state tournament in the form of the 10-1 Princeton Tigers. Congrats again to Hunter Anderson and the rest of the PBL Panthers for advancing to the IHSA quarterfinals. Good luck against the Princeton Tigers. The My Office Plus and Longs Garage Player of the Week is also sponsored by Prospect Bank.
Hi, Ellen Hook here, owner of your locally owned Ashley Home Store and Sleep Shop. We're offering our Black Friday steals early. Right now, you can save up to $1,200 on select Sealy and Beautyrest adjustable sets, or get no interest for 7 whole years on Tempur-Pedic mattresses starting at $30 per month. Plus, get up to $300 in Ashley cash. Black Friday mattress deals are going on now, only at the number one Tempur-Pedic retailer in North America. Shop and save today with your locally owned Ashley Home Store. This is home. Located at 602 West Anthony Drive, Champaign.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. This year's Live to Lead was the best one ever. So we're hosting an encore presentation of the exact same program on Tuesday, December 10th at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the I Hotel. John Maxwell, Angela Arends, Marcus Buckingham of Strength Finder, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis of Girl Wash Your Face. They rock the house. Don't miss this opportunity. Bring your team, bring your spouse, bring a friend. It'll be an amazing program that you won't forget. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
Looking for some standout gifts for big clients this holiday season? Miniman Press has a chocolate vendor to stamp your company logo on pieces of chocolate.
Really? Chocolate.
Plus, we can get our logo on the keyboard calendar that has the whole year right at our clients' fingertips. Easy to access.
Chocolate.
Lucinda, what's your vote for a neat promotional piece to hand out?
Chocolate.
Minuteman Press, online at cuprinting.com.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. In 1865, my great-great-grandfather, Robert Blaine Coulter, came to Central Illinois with dreams of growing plants for a living. Five generations and 144 years later, I'm proud to say we're still growing plants for Central Illinois. We're still a business where you can come out to the store and see the same faces you've seen for decades, where you know the employees by name. If you had our landscape crew come out 20 years ago and build your patio or plant your trees, we're the place they're talking about when they say check with your local nursery. Country Arbors also has mulches, stone, and rock. You can find out more information about our history at countryarbors.com.
It's the amazing Luther Falls. Look at the beach, the palm trees, the sea going all the way to the horizon line.
Luther Falls is some exotic location in the Caribbean. They will make your kitchen and bathroom feel like a paradise, though. With exquisite granite countertops, they have the cabinet selection that fits your color palette and storage needs. That's not even saying how they can remodel that bathroom of yours. Give Luther Falls of Bloomington and Champaign the chance to make your own paradise dream a reality. Go to LutherFalls.com to start your project.
Financing now available.
It's the Jeremy Warner Show. Weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
Here's the drive. He wants to go local with CMI. Call Chemical Maintenance Incorporated for pricing and schedule your equipment survey today. Got heavy equipment that's not performing at 100%? CMI can help. They do preventative maintenance on wet and dry vacs, sweepers, scrubbers, and most commercial cleaning equipment.
That's pretty much me every day. Not working at 100%. My body now just won't do it.
CMI will help you out. Their preventative maintenance keep your commercial equipment clean and performing at its peak. Call CMI today at 217-359-6262 to schedule an appointment. CMI Clean, your janitorial and equipment experts.
Oh, baby. This song's probably played a lot when people are working out. Would you agree?
Yeah, fair to say.
Well, I want you to join Diane Ducey. Yeah, this little beat just keeps bam, 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 bam. That's your feet on a treadmill.
If you move to this rhythm, you will lose weight.
That's a promise. That is a promise. Well, Diane Ducey this Thursday is going to be at the new Crunch Fitness location, and that is 40 East Anthony Drive in Champaign. She's going to be there from 4 to 6. The first 500 people can enroll at Crunch Fitness for $1, and then you can choose their membership. And I think it's $1 until the end of the year. So all the way through December, $1. Plus, you'll receive a $125 Crunch swag bag. So you want to make sure to listen to Diane Ducey this Thursday from 4 to 6. And that's going to be on Q96, our sister station, 96.1 Q96. You can join starting at midnight November 14th with the promo code CRUNCH500. You can do that at CrunchChampaign.com. Crunch is planning on opening before the end of this year. $6 million, 36,000 square foot, state-of-the-art fitness center. I think there'll be plenty of room, Derek, to hide. Because sometimes people want to hide in a fitness place and do their workout. And I listen, when I'm lifting and there's guys around me that are throwing up 300 pounds and I'm benching like 40, I'm like, yeah, this doesn't look good. So miles of cardio, free weights, group fitness, tanning, it's all there. Join Diane again on Q96 Thursday from 4 to 6. All right, Derek, we got to get out of here. Want to appreciate a lot. A couple of people sent in the fact that Adam Wainwright, $5 million contract, $5 million in incentives. So, again, it could be a $10 million contract. So the Cardinals said, hey, listen, we only gave you $2 million guaranteed last year. We're going to help you out this year and give you five. I'm okay with that.
I'm very okay with that, knowing the way he pitched in that postseason game against Atlanta. 1.62 ERA in three postseason appearances past year. Plus, he was great at home.
Wow.
Durable at 31 starts, and you need him. The known ones in the starting rotation right now, Flaherty, Hudson, Michaelis.
Yeah.
You can pencil Wayne right in there.
Boom.
As well.
Then figure out your four starter, even either in-house or go get one in that respect. All right. Want to thank Mikey Dudek. Great stuff also from Rod Smith this hour as well. We will talk to everybody tomorrow. It is The Drive.
We've been waiting for this, the Black November sales. We've been nursing our old appliances along, but now's the time. We went to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, and right away we knew we were in the right place. They had a huge sale on GE, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Frigidaire, Electrolux. We picked out a GE convection range, but told the salesman we wanted to look around. Then he showed us all the other store's sales on their websites, and Dick Van Dyke's deal beat them all. We saved $140 compared to the big box lumberyard's Black November deal on our new stove. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reithan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Champaign-Urbana during our Black November sale. We always beat every competitor's deal, and Black November is no exception. Dick Van Dyke will beat any competitor's Black November sale. Wow!
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
We're back! All right, Derek, right when we were getting off the air,
breaking news.
What happened?
Cardinals manager Mike Schilt just announced manager of the year.
We literally, I hit the mics and you looked at me and said, oh my gosh, Mike Schilt just named manager of the year. I'm like, we got to go back on. All right, we're going to say goodbye now.
So, how about that?
Adam Wainwright, 5 years, or I'm sorry, 1 year, $5 million base, five incentive, and Mike Schilt, your manager of the year.
Manager of the year.
Yeah, baby. And the Cubs need a manager. Oh, wait, did they hire him?
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.